No, I'm not Troy Brewer. I'm the better looking brewer, though. I'm here with another amazing looking man of God, Brian Schwartz.
Come on, man.
Are here buying time until Pastor Troy can actually get here. So Pastor Troy is actually in the middle of doing, I think, like his 12th interview today. And I'm not joking. He's done at least 12 interviews. The man is on a mission.
He is on a mission. That is a lot. And he's still got a lot of octane in the tank still.
No, he really does, man. It's been so the interview so far has been great. We've done interviews with Flashpoint. We've done them with Rick Renner. We've done with Brian Boltz. And old Brian's here, man. We love you, Brian Boltz. We've done them with Joseph Z. We've done them with a whole bunch of people, man. It's been awesome. Really, really good and very, very busy, very productive. Yeah. And, man, it's been awesome. So, again, if you're just now tuning in, Pastor Troy will be joining us soon, and I believe he's bringing a special guest. I'm not 100% sure.
Sounds like it.
He said he was going to, but yeah. Right now we're in the middle of absolute mayhem, and it is glorious.
It's a Super Bowl here, man. This is really crazy. I walked in this morning, and I'm like, what is happening here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So apparently Trump is going to be here tomorrow night, too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That'll bring some thunder. Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. So joining us from, I don't know, like 20,000 miles away or something like that is the wonderful and beautiful Miss Connie. How are you today, Miss Connie?
I'm good, y'all. How are y'all doing?
I'm good. What are you smiling and laughing about over there?
Because I'm not 20,000 miles away. That's what I'm laughing at.
You know, 5 miles, 20,000 miles. What's the difference, right? It's just a few miles between friends. But I hope you guys are doing great today. I see a whole bunch of my friends in the chat. Hello, Tabitha. Great to see you. Thank you. William, always good to see you, brother. Miss Sherry Morgan, very good to see you. In case you guys do not know, Miss Sherry just recently came on our team, and she is one of the rock stars that helps us out with our social media. She actually goes through all of your comments, and she helps us reply with those. She helps pray with people.
Well, that's awesome. She's
doing a wonderful job. She has to put up with the likes of me every day, but, you know, I feel like that's a plus, right?
It could be built into a bonus structure for what she probably has to, you know, tolerate.
I feel like it could be worse. You know, I'm not wrong. It could be worse.
It could be.
Anyway, guys, could be. So we are here at the NRB, and like we were talking about earlier, man, it is awesome out here, but it is mad chaos. So this is the first time you've ever been to one of these. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are amazing. I didn't know there were this many Christian media platforms, people, ministries. But what's really cool, watching Troy, watching others, the cross-pollination. You know, we've been talking about nets and bring nets together. This is one of those opportunities to not just cross-pollinate, but really connect. And that's happening, which is a big deal for this season we're in.
No, it really is. And so right now, we're actually currently sitting at the Redemption Ranch booth. Oh, yeah, we got our booth for the first time ever, man. And it has been a fun learning curve, to say the least.
Look who's rolling up. Look who's rolling up right now.
Oh, Pastor Troy is apparently thrown out of somewhere, and he will be joining us momentarily. I don't know where he came from, but he's waving at us.
Oh, you did?
Nick's part. Anyway.
Oh.
He's saying something to us, but I'm not really sure what. But he will be joining us here momentarily.
He's dealing
with. Oh my goodness. So Miss Connie, what amazing announcements do you have for us today? Is there anything happening during the week that we need to know about? Is there anything going on socials? What you got for us?
Just want to remind everyone that Pastor Pauline is going to be preaching this Wednesday night. So be sure to tune in for that. You can watch, of course, on ODX or on YouTube, or if you're able to make it in-house, please do so. We have some cool things coming up with Pastor Troy that we can't release right now, but make sure that if you are a part of ODX or if you're a part of the Pulse 24, not Prophetic Life anymore, the Pulse 24 Facebook page, be sure that you check it at least once a day, because about like next week, early next week, Pastor Troy is going to be a part of an event, and we're going to be posting the information there, and you should also be getting some emails to your inbox soon. So just be sure that you keep a lookout for that. And if you're not signed up for the Prophetic Life, but Pulse 24 or ODX.TV, you can call us you can go to odx.tv or you can email at support@odx.tv to see about signing up. If you go to the website page, you can see all the different stages. So far, there's just three. There's the first stage, which is absolutely free, and you get all of the sermons and the worship for free, and you can watch it all there. Then there's second stage that gets you into Post 24 and a couple of more media things that Pastor Troy has. You get access to those. And then if you go to stage three, then you have access to everything, including live conferences and conference, I guess, playbacks. I think that's how we say that, or not pay-per-view, but yeah, it's playbacks. It's posted and you're able to access it and watch it that way. So yeah, just keep a lookout for those things that are happening soon and coming up. So Ben, you were telling us how many steps.
So let me come past for a quick.
Oh, okay.
You said what?
I said you were telling us.
There you go ahead. So you said what?
You were telling us how many steps you've gotten in since you've been at the NRB.
So we're talking about how many steps I've taken at the NRB so far, and I'm averaging like anywhere between 13 to 14 steps.
Wow.
No.
What does that equate to?
I don't know. Well, I think I normally average like 2,000 steps a day.
About 8 miles?
Yeah, that's not okay. No.
Buddy, it's the best exercise you could ask for. That's good. You're doing something too.
I like the shape I'm in. This is the current shape that
you're perfectly fine with it.
I am. I am very happy with myself. And the fact I have to walk 8 miles a day is insane.
You're not going to be able to keep up your physique.
No, how am I going to keep up this beautiful look?
And then you have to get a whole new wardrobe? Golly. Way too much work, dude.
I know. So I don't know if you noticed, but Pastor George just abandoned us, by the way.
He's what?
He abandoned us.
He did.
He just walked by like, walked by and then just kept on walking.
Yeah. I don't know if he's suffering from a little rejection or what's happening, but come back, Troy.
Yeah.
Where are you, sir?
Anyway, so I know you just got here today. So what are the takeaways so far that you've gotten?
For me personally, I'm not a big expo guy, never have been, but walking in and seeing the energy, there's still light, there's power. I mean, sometimes you forget that we have more with us than are with the enemy. It doesn't feel like that, doesn't seem like that. But to see this horsepower here, if it got unified, if we were able to come together, I mean, it's a big deal. There's a lot of folks making an impact. And it doesn't matter, small, big, you start throwing that all together, it's some horsepower. So that's what I've seen is like, wow, seeing everybody gather together, you know, where two or more are gathered.
And there I am also.
My goodness, man. Yeah, so imagine, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Imagine what we can do here in the middle of this insanely awesome conference and this expo. And I'm with you. I typically don't like to go to these things, but I actually look forward to NRB most of the years just because it's good to we travel in the world and everything else. You get refreshed in a certain way, but it's also nice because it's kind of like you're Elijah, I should say.
Yeah.
When you're in that cave and God's like, no, you're not by yourself. There's
exactly
people.
That's exactly right.
And so it's nice to come to these just so you can get refreshed and be like, all right, I'm not the only
one. Absolutely.
It really is very nice. And you can actually feel the presence of God when you walk in.
No, when I walked up, I could feel the presence, but then just the joy. It's good to be in an environment where people are happy. But most of our world is not happy right now, not a lot of joy right now.
Yeah.
But to get in a group in a room where there is authentic joy, you know, I've needed it. Honestly, I feel great.
Yeah.
I'm super hungry, but it don't matter.
Dude, I'm going to be finding food after this, I promise you that. Yeah. Greg's behind the cameras and he's saying, yes, let's find food.
But it's cool. Like, There's still a bunch of folks that have not bowed down, that are willing to keep swinging the axe and stand together.
Exactly.
And that's the power of a net. If we're going to bring in a harvest, we got to have nets and networking. And there's networks, literal networks here. And so I just think it's the goodness of God that we get to do this.
So I got to tell you something hilarious that happened today, right? So I'm minding my own business. And for those of y'all who know, my handle on YouTube is Bishop Bacon, right?
Yes.
And my nickname's Bacon. It's a whole long story, which is for another day. But I was walking around, and there was this sweet little lady that walked past me, and she was holding a kid's book that says, Everybody Loves Bacon. And so I'm dying laughing, right? Like, I am just losing my mind laughing so hard. I'm like, why do you have a children's book?
Exactly.
Oh, or no, it's Bacon Loves Everyone is what it is.
Bacon Loves Everyone.
Bacon Loves Everyone. And so I go and meet her, and I grab her card. I'm talking to her for a long time. And she's like, so what's your connection to bacon? He's like, everyone calls me Bacon. Like, that's part of the stick of Ben Miller. Like, it's just my nickname. And she goes, oh, gosh, that's so funny. And so she shows me, and it's this amazing little children's book about this, about their pig that was supposed to be 30 pounds. That's now 315 pounds.
Wow.
Like, it literally 10X in what it's supposed to be. And so she's like, it, you know, in a funny way. And yes, Tabitha, it's written in bacon strips. I'm looking the ODX chat right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all fun of me, but I love you guys too. But anyway, the pig 10X in size. And so to them, that was a huge God thing, saying God is going to 10X you.
Wow.
What's supposed to be small is going to be big once you ever be capable of. And it was like this super funny little God thing that happened.
That's amazing. Like, I love that.
That was just a message from God to me.
Does this mean you might come out with your own children's book?
I don't know about all that now.
Well, come on, dude. Maybe that was what the prophetic word was. Not just God's going to 10X you, but he's going to take you into the realm of writing a children's book from Bishop Bacon's perspective.
Man, I don't know about all that. Listen, the ODX chat's bad, by the way.
Oh, I bet it's bad.
Stuff like that, they'll start handing.
Let's get some work. If somebody could start drawing up some artwork.
No.
I think we've got a whole thing. Dude, think about your story. Think about how it originated. You've got an origin story. Multiple books.
Yeah. Oh, Greg's into it too. Oh, Lord. But anyway, guys, again, if you're just now joining, I know that was a weird little tangent to go off onto, but we're at the NRB right now. We're surrounded by mighty men and women of God. We're here at the Redemption Ranch booth. And man, it has been a great convention so far. And it's really, so it was supposed to start yesterday.
Okay.
But the expo got delayed because there was another expo here, and they ended up late. It was a whole thing. So we actually did pack yesterday and set everything up. And so only the exhibitors were allowed back here, but we still did a cool interview with Alan Didio.
Oh, nice.
Which he has a new book out.
Okay.
And oh my gosh.
What's the book?
Is it Aliens, Nephilim?
Oh, wow.
Is Demons, Nephilim? It's like Demons.
So getting after the whole cosmic.
Oh, yeah.
Cosmic.
And you can go to blameitonthenephilim.com. Like, greatest angle I've ever heard in my life. I'm like, oh, dude, I remember. Love that. Anyway, shout out to Alan. I know he's not here right now with us.
Yeah.
Love that guy. He's awesome. And he is a 50-pound head. But so we were sitting there. And we did an awesome interview with him yesterday.
Okay.
And it was so cool. Then Brian Boltz came in and interrupted.
How's
for a
Bolt doing? What's he up to?
He's good. He's actually here right now.
Okay, I need to
swing. We did an interview that we'll be uploading to ODX.TV later on this week with him this morning too.
Okay.
So
you guys have been doing interviews here, right?
We've been sneaking people in.
People in here.
So all day yesterday.
All these videos going to be available.
They'll be all right now. There is actually a little tab on ODX that says where are we at? The NRB. Sorry.
Okay.
Content from the NRB. And the second we get all the content ready, we'll start uploading it. And sorry, I'm looking. Look, you can just read the ODX chat.
Buddy, my eyes are too bad. I can't even read. It's too small a print.
Okay, I'm about to say they're still going on about the book. Anyway, but
how about you, man? When you look at this whole thing, what do you?
I see the kingdom coming together, and like you were saying earlier, it's very refreshing. It's helpful. And because, like I said, when we go on those trips to like Mexico, Africa, India, wherever else, it's refreshing in one way, but it also breaks you.
Of course.
It's like a reshaping when you go on one of those trips. And it's fantastic. And I love those things, obviously. I love going on those trips. But coming to this and just seeing a huge group of believers who actually want the kingdom forward and seeing big names like Rick Renner's here.
Yeah,
there's a whole bunch of people like that right here.
Exactly.
And seeing them and being able to talk to them and just being able to sit back and watch the show. It's like right now we're obviously doing a live stream and people are walking by constantly.
Yeah.
They're also doing live streams all over the place.
I know.
And you can just go down and you can listen to them and you can just hear their
filling the airwaves.
Yeah. And you can just hear their mind and hear their hearts. And it's been like super, super nice.
Yeah. Well, I think a big part of the war that we're in right now is the
without a doubt frequency.
That's what I'm saying. And so when you can come into a space, we've talked about sacred, but you've got these multiple voices streaming, released into the airwaves. Whoever gets the airwaves wins this war.
Exactly.
And I think this is a big deal.
I'm going to do something awkward real quick, and I'm going to pass you over this, because I'm going to start making fun of Connie, make her start talking to you. So if you go ahead and stick that in. But anyway, so Miss Connie, I know you're still there. I can't hear you anymore, but Brian can.
I can hear.
Hey, Brian.
I know one of your favorite things is to talk to Brian about sacred space. What you got?
Yeah, I was actually going to ask. So, Brian, with the, like, y'all were just talking about frequencies and how, you know, people or whoever has the media space wins the war. So, you know, how can people, like, just the everyday person, how can they be intentional about the frequencies that they are a part of and the frequencies that they partake of, and how can they keep that in a sacred space? How can they bring that into a sacred space, and how can they release that into a sacred space?
Yeah. And it's a great thought. Great question. You know, literally frequencies there are on YouTube, different platforms. You can actually go, I do this, and listen to different music, especially worship music, that was tuned at a certain frequency. You know, 444 is a phenomenal frequency. I think 528 is another frequency. Is that? I can't remember. But there's all these frequencies that you can listen to. It just has this effect. You know, your body is made up of so much water. There's been studies that have been done. And the fear is kind of like with the stars, is that this can turn real new agey very quickly. So we're not talking about new age frequency stuff. We're talking about how God made us. So there's one aspect of hearing things that are tuned to a certain frequency, but then there's the other aspect of using our own voices to release. If you think about what the Word of God is, when we release the Word of God, the scriptures say that Hebrews 4:12 says the Word of God is living and active. And so I'm sitting right over here. We've got books that are all about declarations, scriptural declarations. One way to get the airwaves in your home, to get the airwaves in your life or your automobile, whenever you're driving, you can saturate the airwaves with confessions of the Word of God, because the Word of God is tuned into the perfect frequency of the heavenly realm. And so that is one aspect of also getting the airwaves, viewing prayer as more than just words. It's actually, I look at it like a portal. It's when heaven invades earth. When Jesus was teaching the disciples how to pray this way, he was talking about how do we see heaven invade earth. And so prayer is a means of saturating the airwaves, releasing the frequency of heaven. Of course, using the Word of God is a great place to start. Even taking the Psalms out, reading the Psalms, Psalm 91, Psalm 23, Psalm 37. There's all these different words that can be released. So that's one aspect of it.
Right. So I was listening to...
that's glorious.
Oh, wait, what? Oh, okay. Anyways, I was listening to this really cool YouTube video. I can't remember who it was, but they were talking about a lot of times when you align your voice with the voice of God and you see miracles start to break out, a lot of times it's because their voice is lined up with that same frequency of heaven, and it's releasing that frequency of healing into the human body. And so I just thought that was amazing how we can be a part of bringing the frequency of heaven here on earth, because it's that whole thing of, hey, you know, as it is in heaven, let it be that way here on earth.
Yes.
And so
that's a big deal, because Jesus in Matthew 16, when he talked to Peter about, hey, Simon Peter, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, the Father revealed this to you. Whatever you bind on earth will have already been bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth has already been loosed in heaven. So one way to allow the atmosphere of heaven into the atmosphere of the earthly realm is to participate through prayer and worship. Prayer and worship, especially using the Word of God, because we know that the Word of God is living and active. And so when you open your mouth and you're aligning your mouth, you're aligning your mind, you're aligning your thoughts with the very Word of God, and you're releasing that, Hebrews 12, a little bit later in the chapter, talks about in the kingdom of heaven, around the throne room, there are all these different voices that bear witness. And when we offer our voice, it's like we're taking our place at the table with those that are already, like the voice of the blood of Jesus speaks a better word. That's an example. So when we're offering our word, our prayers, our petitions, we're literally aligning with heaven and participating in that realm. We have a voice, and God gave us a voice in the earthly realm, and he has the voice in the heavenly realm. And so when the two worlds come together, it's an invasion of two different kingdoms.
So amazing. So good. And so that, so frequency, that's one way that we can be a portal of heaven on earth. What are other ways that we can be like, you know what, I'm going to be intentional about this part of my life or this aspect of living here on earth so that I know that I have an open heaven here and I'm able to bring that into places where I go?
It's a great, great question, because the frequency part is one of it, but there's also the prophetic action part. Like, think about when we take communion, when we break the bread, when we drink the cup, we are prophesying, prophetically declaring to the enemy, to the rulers, the authorities, right? And you're, so look at your house like a little embassy, right? Like it's this little place where you have this dominion inside of your home. And so when you are taking communion, imagine you break that bread, you drink the cup, you are making a prophetic declaration to the rulers, authorities, your own home, that Jesus is coming back. That's what he said. When you do this in remembrance of me, and Paul reiterated it later, you're literally declaring, hey, he's going to return. And so prophetic acts like communion, baptism, of course, when we get water baptized, that is a prophetic declaration that I belong to the Lord Jesus. I've severed all ties with these other gods. Prayer, I think fellowship, when you come together with like-minded believers and you're all rowing in the same direction, you're focusing on the same spirit, the unity of the spirit. So gathering together in your homes, obviously we've talked about prayer, fasting. Fasting is a way to get your voice of your flesh to be silent so that you can hear the voice of God more clearly. Meditation, meditating upon the scriptures. And if you look at the Hebrew word meditation, it means to mumble. So it's literally not just looking at the scriptures, but muttering the scriptures, mumbling, reinforcing that, letting your mind, will, and your emotions connect with that. So those are just a few ways.
Yeah. And I think that, thank you so much for answering that and going deeper with that. And I just wanted to say that I think it's so amazing how the Lord built creation to respond to the voice. And I think it was Pamela Miller who just mentioned the Hidden Messages in Water, that book. And I think I heard about that book, that they did several experiments where they would take glasses of water and for a certain amount of days, a person would speak positive words to one glass and negative words to another glass. I've also heard of people taping a negative word on one glass and taping a positive word on the other. And then there's a way that they can look at the water molecules, or they freeze it. And once they freeze the water molecules, the ones that were underneath a positive word or spoken to positively, they make these beautiful symmetrical shapes. But the ones that were under a negative influence, they have these jagged and really just contorted crystal formations. And when you think about the fact, like you just mentioned, that the human body is like 70% water, and how much of creation is full of water. You know, the spirit hovered over the waters in the beginning when the Lord spoke out. And so just to see, like, that scripture is so real when it says the power of life and death is in our tongue. And like, we can't be loose cannons with it. And we have to be sure that we're being extremely intentional with what we're declaring over our lives, what we're saying, the conversations that we're having. And so it makes me think of that scripture that David David, when he's like, set a guard over my mouth, and just, you know, being in the decade of the pain, we just have to be, I'm sorry, I'm like just spouting off because I keep thinking about, you know, we're in the decade of the pain.
It's awesome. Connie, you're on it. That's what I'm saying. You're on it.
Oh, thank you. No, it's so good getting to.
What you're talking, you got to, because this is, you're talking about, when we talk about the kingdom of God, it is a superior reality. And so when we participate the way we are, that reality invades this reality, and this reality has to surrender to the superior reality. And so those experiments you're talking about, they've been conducted. The crystalline structure changes, which is just fascinating to me. So the power of healing, the ability to see transformation in our worlds, but Proverbs 18:21 says there's that, just like you quoted, there's power of life and death in the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Jesus talked about the importance of aligning our words correctly. He said, every idle word you use, there is an accounting that takes place. Now that's kind of heavy to some, but for those of us that are followers of Jesus, we have the capacity with our own tongues to speak life and death. James talks about that in James chapter 3. You can curse or bless with your mouth, and it really is a choice. And when we make that active, conscious choice to align our tongue with the word of God, you can only imagine the response of heaven.
Yes, so, so powerful. And like you have the force of heaven behind you because you're lined up with the agenda of heaven.
We're doing the awkward thing right now where we're
look at us now. We're both.
This is awesome.
How's it going? I told you it's nice and awkward.
Hey, look at us, guys. We're connected.
Anyway, it is time for us to go back behind the veil, or veil, as Pastor Troy likes to say. So, Miss Connie, would you like to do the honors for us real quick? Because I need to find something out real quick, because I am staring at the one and only Pastor Robert Henderson. I believe he's supposed to be our guest on here. So I'm going to try to snag him while we awkwardly make this transition.
Somebody finding Troy.
So, Connie, if you'll get us over to the veil, I will be back momentarily.
Okay. All right, guys, so we are getting ready to go behind the veil. And what this is an exclusive portion of the Pulse 24 that's reserved for our members who are already a part of ODX.TV or a part of Stage 2 or Stage 3 on ODX.TV. If you're getting on the broadcast a little bit late, I mentioned it earlier that all you have to do to sign up or to see about the stages, and if you're interested in signing up and partnering with us, is go to odx.tv. You'll be able to view the different stages there. And then when we go behind the veil, you won't be kind of not booted out, but you won't be missing out on the exclusive section. So thank you so much for joining us. We will be back with the Pulse 24 next week, Tuesday and Wednesday. If you are a part of the ODX TV family already and you're not a part of the Facebook page, please email support at odx.tv so that you can get a link sent to you to go ahead and be invited in and accept it, because we are going to be announcing some things there, but also you should be getting an inbox email delivered to you. But anyways, thank y'all for joining us today. For those of you who are going with us behind the veil, we will see you in just a bit.